Track 76. Unit 12. Grammar Focus. Activities 2 and 3.
Hi, Luke. What are you reading?
Oh, hi, Anna. It's an article about people living in extreme places. Look at the photos.
Wow. That island looks amazing. The colour of that sea is gorgeous.
Mm.
And sandy beaches all around. Can I live there, please?
Sorry, it says here that no outsiders are allowed to move there.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, I'd live there if I could. Where is it?
It's Tristan da Cunha in the South Atlantic. Almost 2,000 miles from the nearest land, apparently. I think it'd be quite boring.
Mm.
Fewer than 300 people live there.
What do they do?
They're farmers. It says here that they also make money by producing and selling their own stamps and coins. What amazes me the most is that they've only had TV there since 2001.
Well, they probably had more important things to do.
How about this for an unusual place to live then? It's called the Hanging Temple, and it was built into Mount Heng, a really steep mountain in China, more than 1,500 years ago.
Wow, that's old. I wonder why they built it like that.
Apparently, it was partly to protect it from bad weather, and partly so the residents could live in silence.
Do people live there now?
Not really. It's a tourist destination. A few people live there, so they can look after the place, but that's all.
I don't suppose it's very comfortable as a home.
I agree. But the views must be incredible.
Mm.
So, if you had to live in one of these two places, which would it be?
If I had enough money, I'd visit both of them, especially the temple, to see what it's like. But I wouldn't live there if you paid me £1 million. If I had to live in one of these places, it'd be Tristan da Cunha. What about you?
Well, if I'm honest, I'd hate to live in either place. I wouldn't be able to go clubbing. But if I had to choose, then I'd go for the island, I suppose. I could watch TV, even if there's nothing else to do.